Now, your father operated the Moran Oil Company in Tulsa while he was there. And then who operated it here in Seminole?
Well, going back into Seminole, Moran Pipe and Supply bought oil leases. And some of them they bought the plug and would go ahead and produce them, and others they bought to produce. So Moran Pipe Supply had a group of wells, and my father had started Moran Oil Company, so he had a group of wells, so he had two groups of wells. My father operated the company from Tulsa office, and from the field office here in Seminole, I was the one who worked with our superintendent to operate those wells. Later on, after Dad died, all the operation was brought back here to Seminole. As I mentioned earlier, my father brought over his family, including his sister, Ella. She was married to a man by the name of George Kahn. George became my father's partner in Moran Pipe Supply, and he was a partner until he died. So he actually, while he was living, ran the supply business, and I pretty much took care of the oil part of it.
Mm-hmm. During summers and from college, you worked at, well, you've said you worked at Streets Department Store. Any other business that you worked for as a college student in Tulsa?
No, I don't think so. While I was in college, I went into ROTC. And meanwhile, the Korean War had started. So at graduation, I came out as a second lieutenant. About 60 days after that, I went on to active duty as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force.
You were 16 when you graduated from high school.
Right.
And then how old were you when you graduated from the University of Missouri?
I was 20 when I graduated from the University of Missouri. I was 16 because I started school a little bit early, and then the teacher decided for me to skip the fourth grade. So I went like from third grade to the fifth grade. Matter of fact, my brother did exactly the same thing. He also skipped the fourth grade.
So you were commissioned a second lieutenant, and you were 20 then?
I was 20 then.
Where did you go?
Well, I was first assigned to Sandia Base in Albuquerque. This was an atomic area. Originally then, from there, I was supposed to go to Newfoundland. Our squadron was issued all the parkas and all the heavy equipment. And then they decided to send me to England. Before going to England, I was supposed to have gone to a supply school. They wanted to make me into a supply officer. But our orders were to go to England before I had time to go to supply school. So while the squadron went by boat across the Atlantic to England, three of us were sent as part of the advance party to get things ready for everybody else when they came. As a supply officer, I was part of that advance party. So three of us, it was a captain and myself and a sergeant, went to England first to get everything ready for the rest of the squadron.
Is it while you were there with the Air Force in England, you actually made your first visit to Israel?
I did. It was in 1952. It was a chaplain-sponsored tour. There were eight of us and seven chaplains and me. The State of Israel became a reality in 1948. So it was just 4 years after it became a state. It was a two-week trip. The trip was supposed to cover Israel and some of the Arab countries, but the Air Force decided it would not be wise for me to go to the Arab countries because of being Jewish, and there might be an incident that they would not let me out. So while the chaplains went to the Arab countries along, I was given a private guide to go around Israel more. But my recollection of Israel at that time, it was just one vast desert. It was not built up at all. It was very, very sparse.
Did that have any major impact on you here? You got to go to Israel and...
Well, it did. Because of my heritage, even though it was such a sparse country and such a desert country, it was just an amazing experience. And to think of things so old, and here in America, if something's 100 years old, it's really old. In England, something is maybe 200 years old, it's pretty old. But there, you're talking about 1,000 or 2,000 years old. And to see things that old and still standing was absolutely amazing.